This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 fight that's out there. COVID-19 fight that's out there. Why did I say Corina? Keeping America free and safe. And don't forget all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil fields wherever they're at around the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, and jump on into the chat room. And also, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
Let's start out with chatting for a second before we get to our caller about this rolling reentry, because I got a couple of thoughts on it. I thought about this at length when I first saw this story. Now, my sense is that Dr. Fauci has been wrong pretty consistently with his numbers and his takes, and I'll explain why. Number one, on February the 6th, 17th, he used the best info that was presented to him, which wound up being the worst-case scenario, which wasn't even close. Number two, the shutdown in March was based more on the data, which, once again, wasn't even close. And now the shutdown has been successful. The numbers are low. That's convenient because, and number three, the whole thing sounds a little bit, and I'm going to use a funny term here, weaselly to me, because the numbers are no well below the best-case scenario that included the shutdown by multiples of three. Do the math. And I really think the problem is that the experts are not quite as expert as they and the public believe they were, because the models have shown significant inherent flaws, always using the worst case scenario. And the media, they've just proven what morons they are by just going along with the agenda and furthering the fumes that are out there. So I've said my piece. What say you?
Fauci is a theorist. He is a health theorist. Now, when it comes to Dr. Deborah Birx, she's the one that really looks at the modeling, and she has worked for and with Fauci for decades. And so if you are looking at whatever data that you have that's coming from wherever it's coming from, you really have to be checking the accuracy of that data and the assumptions that go with it. Now, models are generally made to be broken. So to make them worst-case scenario, I don't know if that meant that between Fauci and Birx they inflated anything. We have no concept. But I will say this. Because of the assumptions that went into the modeling, and the assumptions are scientific guesses based on previous known things, such as malaria, such as SARS, such as Ebola, we have to question that modeling for sure, and we all here appear to be doing just that, and that's a good thing. But we shut down the world, not just the United States, but we shut down the world, essentially on some guesses, and because there was nothing else, but were the guesses even as scientific as they needed to be, or did they just take some numbers and multiply them by a factor of something? We have no idea. But we had bad data to start with, or lack of data to start with. But you have to start with something. Now, I would argue, personally, going back and looking at the relationship that we have with virologists, with scientists, with previous outbreaks, going back to things like H1N1 and the swine flu, I mean, all the things we've ever done before, we've got scientists and experts, and I'm going to say experts, outside of Fauci and Burke,
you bet,
that I have been asking that we add to this task force in the White House. Right now, we only really have these two. Well, how about adding some others so we can have, instead of two heads, we have 10.
Right.
And let them all sit in a, you know, in some kind of a bunker and work this thing out.
Correct.
In the meantime, the damage is immeasurable.
Oh, yeah.
Because we shut down the world on assumptions.
About $20 trillion worth of damage to this country so far and counting.
Well, we don't know. We don't know how that's really going to work out.
I know, but then we could get a, and by the way, have you got your check yet?
Yeah.
They mailed them out Friday.
Okay, well, I don't have it.
I don't either. I think in our case, we'll get direct deposit because we're already in the system. If we get it at all. And again, you and I talked about this. Hey, if we get it, fine. If we don't, fine. And if I get mine, I'm going to donate it to a charity, and I'll tell everybody who it is when I get it. I don't know, and I'm going to get it.
Okay.
All right. Now, we got a caller on the line, but caller, please be patient. I got 30 seconds to the break, and I'll bring you on right after the break, and I'll get over there to him in a minute. But the thing of it is, Denise, is that we've got to get this right, and we've got to quit guessing in the dark and taking shots with blanks.
You can't.
Yep.
You can't. Not when China was complicit.
Well,
we already knew that China lied. They lied in charge.
We use the actual numbers on which to decide what we do from now on. All right, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Going to break. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida tonight on a very busy news night. And oh, by the way, let's not forget that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at the USCCA. Now, the USCCA stands for the United States Concealed Carry Organization, Association. And, of course, they are the folks that if you are involved in any type of action where you've had to defend yourself in any means, manner, by whatever means it is, whether it's a gun, a club, a knife, a stick, whatever, they've got the attorneys there to help you out. And believe me, defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. And in a lot of cases, people have found out the hard way. So if you want an opportunity to win a free gun a day and find out about their great service that they offer, go over to Americans for America. That's the Facebook page, Americans for America. There's a big logo link right there for the USCCA, and we're inviting people to like the page and follow it along. Americans for America, a lot of great people in there dropping stories in there. So don't forget about that. And you get a chance to win the free gun a day giveaway. Also, if you become a member, depending on the level of membership, you can get up to $474 worth of free stuff, too, after you sign up to register for the free gun. So, that's the USCCA logo link right at the top of the Facebook page, Americans for America. All right, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and it seems our caller couldn't wait anymore, so you're here, we're here, we'll keep on going. The great OPEC deal supposedly is going to save U.S. jobs, but how many people are going to lose their jobs before we turn this mess around? We're going to have another bunch of people in unemployment this week, aren't we?
We probably will, yes.
All right, and we're up to what, 16.8 million was what I saw Friday. Is that about right?
Correct.
Okay,
right.
So what do you...
That was the last reported number.
What do you think? We're headed for 20 million thereabouts before it levels off?
I would hate to make that prediction. I would hate to make that prediction at all.
But we're going to add a little bit is what we're...
I would say, yes.
Okay, all right. But the people sitting there waiting to go, the companies that are ready to go back to work, I mean, they are locked and loaded. And I do mean exactly what I'm saying there, because manufacturing companies and different people that do different things, you can see the sales that are starting to line up on not just clothes and shoes and apparel.
Well, look, you've got Amazon. Let's say one of the largest companies that we have around here. We got Amazon.
Yep.
They're still working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're working in very interesting, environment. And they have been given, allegedly they have been given enough personal protections to keep them, or trying to comply with this distancing thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's understand, Amazon is still functional.
Yep.
3M is still functional.
Yep.
Hospitals are still functional.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things where you can't practice these distancing things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that other corporations are looking closely at, say, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and what they are doing so they can do it themselves and reopen. Now, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, he's mm-hmm. about to sign an executive order to restart his state.
Yep.
How he does that, I don't know, because I haven't seen the executive order, but he has declared that he is going to sign one.
Mm-hmm.
There are indications that Governor Newsom of California is considering the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an awful lot of the agricultural business in the United States that feeds a good bit of the globe,
mm-hmm.
They are working diligently to keep those farmers and those farms in business.
Yep.
And so the agricultural piece, I think, is the one that we really need to get moving quickly, because going from the farm, as they call it, to the fork,
yep.
there's a lot of other steps that they have to take. And that is that it has to be sold, it has to go to some kind of a manufacturing, canning, labeling, inspections, all these other kinds of things. So there's quite the process to take broccoli and move it from the farm to, the shelf. And
right.
It's a grocery store. So there are means to do this. And Trump has been talking about it for quite some time, and rightly so. But he also, and a lot of people don't understand this, including media, it isn't the president who reopens the country.
Mm-hmm.
He gives guidance to reopen each state.
Right.
The states are the ones that open their state.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get 4 states, great. Can 4 states become 10? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can 10 become 30? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then can 30 become 50? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the governors and their respective legislatures and their mayors and their county commissions and all these other piece parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have a federalist system of government.
Now, I'm glad that you just said 50, because that number surfaced yesterday. Of all things, all 50 states are under a disaster declaration for the first time ever.
Yeah, that happened, I think, on Friday. Now, I'm not sure what that necessarily means, that's new and different.
Mm-hmm.
We know when a state goes under a declaration of emergency, they qualify for federal government funds or federal government loans or federal government blah, 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 blahs. Well, it's kind of a no-brainer, because that's probably pretty much where the $2.2 trillion is. The states want more money. Well, I would say, shame on you states for not being in a position where you could be, you were financially stable enough to handle a lion's share, not all of it, but a big portion of this.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding out that, states are supposed to have balanced budgets,
mm-hmm.
and some of them clearly don't. Hello, Illinois.
Yeah, exactly.
So states want money, and we heard even Cuomo, wham. Well, what we're getting here is a very big lesson in federalism and a very big lesson on the burdens of these governors that are not running their respective states the way they need to run them.
Well, here's one for you. The U.S. Post Office wants a massive bailout for good reason.
Well, in my opinion, the Post Office should go to a four-day work week, period.
Mm-hmm.
That would help. Not six. Because people don't get the kind of mail that they used to get back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, even 70s, okay? I mean, you don't even get your power bill in the mail
so
anymore.
So Tuesday through Friday?
I'd say every other day.
Okay, all right. All right, that works. Okay. Now, the other thing is the Pope, of all things, yesterday talked about backing a universal wage in response to the pandemic. Where have I heard that before?
You know what? The Pope needs to stay in his lane, okay? Just keep the Pope over there in his lane. And he needs to stay out of, running management and finance and all of that kind of stuff. What one religion is in the financial pain that we know of more than any other one? The Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
But he just needs to stay over there in his lane.
And by the way, one final thing before we have to go. There's a growing push to stop the Chinese from having the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. That's probably going to come to fruition simply because of the fact that so many people out there just are anti-China right now. Countries.
Well, and I would say because now you've got countries that have already filed some lawsuits in the international court.
Yes, ma'am.
Against China, but the United States has not because we are not part of the international court.
And that
we are not a signatory.
And that explains why China started to erase and block research, anything that had to do with research about this virus. They started to delete the messages.
Not really. That didn't have anything to do with
that. You don't
think
so?
But not with it being in the international court, no. But they did do that. But that doesn't mean that there wasn't research already out there. There were two places that some things were published that were removed from those sites. But that doesn't mean that other things hadn't been published previously going back to SARS.
Right, and of course, when you think you delete something and remove it, maybe you really didn't delete it and remove it.
Once something is published on the internet, it's there to stay.
You have to go to the
Wayback Machine.
Yep, up there in the cloud. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. You take care. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go there, check her out. See the great articles she puts out there, and you'll be glad you did. She's a wealth of information. And I shall return with the next Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says this Easter is a time for Americans to feel hope because we are beating the coronavirus.
Right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague. It's a plague on our country like nobody's ever seen. but we're winning the battle, we're winning the war.
On Twitter, he said, "Governors, get your state's testing programs and apparatus perfected. Be ready. Big things are happening. No excuses." Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says some of the latest numbers are looking better.
It's, you know, cautious optimism that we are seeing that decrease. And if you look at the patterns of the curves in other countries, once you turn that corner, hopefully we'll see a very sharp decline. And then you can start thinking about how we can keep it that way and prevent it from resurging.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, you can find online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 for more information. Right now, here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yes, indeed. And remember, the National Aviation Academy is well aware of the fact that many young people now coming out of high school are not, in fact, going off to college. They've come out of a technical school or a vocational school to get their college degree or their high school diploma. And in most cases, the thing they don't tell you is that you're going to come out, you're going to wind up taking a job, not necessarily in computer science, but let's just take electrician, plumber, carpenter, bricklayer, mason, pipe outfitter. Okay, most of those jobs are union. And when you take those jobs, you are going to be at the bottom of the barrel. You're going to be called an apprentice. in some cases for as long as a year. And you are going to be at 80% of whatever an apprentice gets, not the full scale, because we also call them an 80%er. Now, all that being said, how would you like the opportunity to take that training and turn it all around and get properly trained as an aviation maintenance tech, where you can find yourself with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year in a 40-hour week? Well, we can make that happen, but you have to make the first move. Contact National Aviation Academy with their two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, which is down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Contact them at the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And after you check out the website, see what's there, give them a call and ask to take the tour. Now, their number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be given the white gloves treatment that you certainly deserve. And I'm sure you're going to find out real quick. You're going to say to yourself, why didn't I do this sooner? National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, the Navy, and in particular, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, a couple of stories coming from it right now. Number one, the active number of positive cases of COVID-19 on the USS Theodore Roosevelt from the crew, 600. 600 so far and counting. And there's only 4,800 of them on the ship. So do the math to figure out what the percentage is there. It's no wonder this commanding officer blew the whistle loud and clear and said, we have a problem and we need to do something different, and whatever the Navy said to him. But that's the second part of the equation. Okay? There is a petition out there that now has almost 200,000 signatures on it that has been given to the Navy, saying that they want their commander reinstated on the Theodore Roosevelt. Now, a lot of these are crew members and their families, and a lot of these are people who were on the ship or know the captain and are supporting him, backing him up 100%, and there's even some politicians on there. Now, isn't that something? What to do, what to do? Well, the Chief of Naval Operations has said he would consider reinstating the captain. Now, if he did that, typically there would be some sort of letter put in his file. It would be a protocol, which is paramount in the military, and they would give him a letter of reprimand. They would give him some sort of assignment temporarily until all of this blows over, and then put him back in charge of a major vessel equal to the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Not necessarily the Roosevelt, but another vessel similar. Now, with all that being said, we'll see what happens. Now, the last of the U.S. Navy's 8 Block 3 Virginia-class submarines has joined the fleet. This, according to a Navy news release on Friday. And we'll see how all that goes. By the way, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, please be careful of the thank you for your service money scams that are out there. Now, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service is seeing an uptick in reports from sailors and Marines who've been duped in a card-cracking scam on social media, in some cases after being promised money as a gesture of gratitude for their military service. All you got to do is send them your bank account or credit card number. Needless to say, when that happens, that's an instant red flag. And to say that's an understatement. Now, more than 1,400 trainees are graduating and have graduated recently from the Air Force's basic military training facility. And all of the 1,400 were wearing face masks in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, good for them. Now, some U.S. Air Force units have instituted a buddy system that groups individuals into cohorts or pods as the service attempts to stave off the spread of the COVID-19 virus. It seems to be working in some cases. In addition, the Air Force Global Strike Command Chief, General Timothy Ray, believes the arsenal plane concept likely means a new clean sheet design rather than an existing bomber similar to the B-1. So that bomber may be going by the wayside too. And the latest COVID-19 troop update for the National Guard, 29,400 troops have been mobilized. The number of National Guard troops continues to grow, and that number may be over 30,000 by the end of the week. We'll see. By the way, Wounded Warrior Projects offers $10 million in coronavirus relief grants to veterans. Now, the officials from the Wounded Warrior Project will make available $10 million in reserve funds to injured veterans whose finances have been hurt by the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. To find out more, go to Wounded Warrior Project. And kudos to them for doing that. Now, VA COVID-19 is something that's going on at the veterans' hospitals. Right now, over 3,500 cases, 174 patient deaths, as officials are downplaying the equipment shortage concerns, saying that they've got more equipment coming in every day. Whereas last week we were hearing that the Department of Veterans Affairs was experiencing serious shortages of some protective gear, but now we're hearing that that's not indeed the case at every VA hospital. So, again, you got to be careful what you listen to, and I kind of take things with a grain of salt when that comes out. Now, again, let me give you this phone number, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a veteran and you're having problems with your finances, this is the Vets COVID-19 debt line, specifically for veterans. 800-827-0648. The number again, 800-827-0648. If you've got financial trouble because of the COVID-19 outbreak, please call that number. They will work with you and help you. All right. Coming back with more, Chris Markowski and the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends who bring you the Two Guys Gun Shows. Guy Lamacus and his company, and his crew, I should say, over at his company, Phoenix Ordnance, which is a gun shop located at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park, Florida. And yes, they are open. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. So stop by, check them out, see what they got. They got a large display in there, not only of guns and ammunition, too. And by the way, they also have a concealed carry course over there that you can take right there on the premises, and they will help you get your concealed carry permits. So that's Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park, Florida. Stop by, say hi, and tell them the captain sent you. Be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm assuming you were watching our illustrious governor of Florida last night when he was on Life, Liberty, and Levin.
I didn't see it last night. I got to go watch.
Okay.
Let me
give you the highlights. They talked a lot about how well Florida did and how they got out in front of the curve. The governor was talking about that and different things pertaining to the way Florida handled it. And then towards the very end of the interview, Mark Levin asked the governor about opening up the state, and he kind of gave the answer, which is where I'm going next, that our little short doctor friend, Dr. You might call him the Munchkin, Dr. Fauci had to say about doing the rolling reentry. He kind of, our governor kind of insinuated the same thing, that we were going to check places where it wasn't a problem and other places where it was, and based on what was going on, what the actual results were, there would be some limited activities that would be allowed in a little more. Well, that's kind of what you and I have been talking about for a while.
Yeah, I don't know to the extent. I hope it's just not a little more. I think it's a lot of more is what they have to do. I mean, my brother got down in Florida, down there in Placida where he lives, went to go play tennis with his son. He got kicked off the tennis court by the police. I'm like, you kidding me? I mean, you're playing tennis with your own kid. And that's
Can you tell me what county that was?
It's Port Charlotte.
Oh, so it's Charlotte County.
Yeah, I mean, that's insanity. I mean, you're playing tennis with a member of your family. And
right.
What's the issue here? I mean, it's kind of to the point where we've lost our minds. We really have with this stuff, and it's gone way too far. But again, people believe it. It's become a religion now, where people actually believe if they stay home and they get on everybody else's case, and if they stay home as well, that all of a sudden things are just going to be fantastic. All of a sudden it's going to be okay. And we actually, have some sort of control over this thing. We don't. You don't have any damn control over the darn thing. It is what it is. If you are at risk, yes, you should be quarantining yourself. Mm. And we all know what the risk factors are and the things that are going to put somebody at risk. But for young people out there, you're keeping them at home. They're not going to school. They're not doing the things that they normally should be doing. You're keeping people from making money.
Yep.
The country can't go on. We're not going to have a country.
Well, let me throw this out there. The World Health Organization, WHO as we like to call them, the person that's in charge of the World Health Organization, first of all, is not a doctor. We'll call him Petro because that's the only part of his name I can pronounce accurately. Mr. Petro, who happens to be a biochemist of some sort, but not a doctor, is in charge of the World Health Organization. But then come to find out, this guy was a member of a terrorist organization inside Ethiopia that did a lot of clandestine things and was on the terrorist watch list from the State Department, for God's sakes, and he's running the World Health Organization. Now, terrorists...
Yeah, he also helped cover up a cholera outbreak.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ethiopia as well, and again, that was one of the reasons why I think the Chinese liked him so much, because he was good at covering things up.
And we're supposed to listen to this guy and his advice? I don't think so.
Well, again, you bow down to world governmental agencies, whether it be the WHO or the United Nations, whatever it may be. We've lost our minds. And again, many people really, give them much credence anymore after this outbreak.
Well, let me throw something else into the mix. I'm going to call them the Ivy League eggheads. You ready?
Okay.
D.C. swamp-dwelling politicians and bureaucrats. Deep state doctors surrounding them. Nobody ever elected President Fauci. Nobody ever elected Dr. Birx, the Surgeon General Adams, or the hapless Fed Chief Powell as president either. And for good reason. They care about being loved by the media, using big government to solve every problem, and never saying anything for which they might be blamed. But, go ahead.
I get it. I hear you, Matt. I'm with you, and I'm banging the same drum you are.
Yep.
But Trump's got to get control of this right now. He can't be led around by these people. And there's plenty of epidemiologists out there that disagree with what's happening right now.
You bet.
Where are they to be heard from? Bring them in.
That's right.
Because this is not a science. You picked a couple people here. There's plenty other people out there that think very, very differently. A great op-ed in the Wall Street Journal by a doctor and epidemiologist out of Los Angeles over the course of this weekend explaining that basically we've been saying there's really nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to open this up. We've got to get the herd immunity out there. People that are at risk, yes, they need to be quarantined. But the reality is, and I said this, we don't even know if we're going to get a vaccine. You don't even know if we're going to get one.
Nope. And it takes forever to do it because of all the red tape. And you know something? The doctors and bureaucrats are giving this president bad advice. You can see it. I can see it. The people can see it. And the sad truth is that they don't care if the advice destroys the economy, the country, and our middle class.
The president, hopefully he sees it sooner rather than later.
Well,
it's getting late right now. It is. More every day, every minute goes by. They talk about the death toll out there, the amount of people that are dying. That's going to continue to happen. That's not going to end. This is a bad disease. There's no doubt about that. There are a lot of bad diseases out there. We should also have a clock of the amount of businesses
that have gone under, and the jobs that are destroyed. You can see it right now, the millions and millions of jobs that have been destroyed. But what we're talking about, if you want to talk about a major public health care crisis, you don't think that this many people being unemployed, you don't think that this is a public health concern?
Sure.
It's a huge public health concern. You're talking alcoholism, drug abuse, violence. I mean, it's one of
the most
awful things. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, suicide.
So we've got to get the country up and running.
Yeah, because the suicide numbers are up, the calls to 911 and the suicide hotlines are up, and I mean, it's got to stop. It is what it is, and we can handle this, we can take care of this, and it's time to set my people free.
Yeah, I say, I was on my podcast, Let My People Go, like Charlton Heston.
Oh, really?
The Ten Commandments.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's...
Let my people go. Let them go. Let them go out.
Okay. Well, let's toss something else into the wing here, because there's a growing push out there to strip China, and I know you're a sports fan, of the 2022 Winter Olympics. Plus, also, we know that China has now blocked any info on the COVID-19 virus research. They went in there and deleted anything that was a post or a news article or anything about it. I mean, that's what they're doing now.
Well, Matt... We choose as a nation to do business with these people in the way that we've done, and we've done it for a very long period of time. I don't even know. Some people are out there talking about, was this done? Was this created in a lab? All these various different things. If it was, what are we going to do about it?
Okay.
Do anything? Are we capable of doing it?
Do you want to have a prediction, the thing with us, and the battle will be for whoever buys lunch when we see each other again down here?
You got it.
I think we'll all be, in the state of Florida at least, I think we'll all be back to doing what we're doing by the middle of May, number one, because they're talking about opening the school system again. And number two, I think the country will be back to doing what they're doing by Memorial Day at the latest.
Oh, God willing. I hope it's sooner rather than that. My kids have only gotten 2 report cards out of 4. So, I mean, I don't know how. I mean, they got to get back to school here. I mean, they're doing this stuff online to some degree, but it's just not the same.
Are they going to test them when they come back? Is that what they're going to do to see if they learn?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They've been doing their lot of schoolwork online and stuff like that, but I'm sorry, it's just not good enough. It really isn't. They need to get back in school. They need to learn this material.
So I'll go May 15th, and you can go May 14th, and then if you're closer to me, then you'll wind up that way. How's that?
I want May 1st.
All right. Well, I do too, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it for some reason.
Yeah, we've got a couple weeks. I mean, I just don't see why not. What's the point in keeping it closed even though I don't understand?
Yeah.
Just open the thing up. I mean, and we got to deal with the repercussions. We're going to have some outbreaks from time to time, and some people are going to get sick, and we're going to have to deal with it. There's nothing, we're not going to be able to stop this. You're going to destroy the country.
Yeah, they're going to go back in, and they're going to change some of these deaths from coronavirus to caused by things like cancer and heart attacks and this, that, and the other, which is what the people had to begin with when they were in the hospital, and then they caught the coronavirus. But anyway, I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and I'll be right back. Frank Silvato, the underground USA guy. I know he's going to have a lot to say about this because I'm telling you, he's had it with all of this, and I'll ask him how he's doing with the weather up there. Don't go anywhere.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.